continue from last time, start talking about Reshimot. Start talking about Reshimot and the impression or the impact that the light live within the receiver, in this case, the circular vessel. So the idea that that reshima, that memory, that impact, that stay is becoming the new desire. And the idea is teaching us something, I think, which can be unique for all of us, is our impact on people give birth to something they never desired before. So, reshima. It's funny, in Hebrew you say larshim, impress. That's why it's called impression. Larshim means how did you get impressed by that person? And that's called impression. So the reshima is what you left that person with. And how do you know when you meet the right people? After they leave you, you want more from yourself and from life. Because they live within your reshima. If after they leave, you get satiated and you want less. Let's say when people are doing the wrong thing, they're doing together the wrong thing, they come each other, you know, they come down each other, say, it's okay, don't worry about wanting more from life. It's okay to want less. So that's the reshima that we talk about. Anyway, now Rav Ashlag is getting into all new idea, but it's never a new idea, it's a continuation. He says, אל תטעה, do not do a mistake, לפרש, שנמשך במקום ושטח חד ושלום, אלא כל דבר הולך מתאבם וכונה המהלך, אז זה בשם המשכה. So the word המשכה, המשכה, למשוך mean to draw, למשוך mean also to continue, ממעלה למטה. He said, do not talk about it as something which is physical, because we cannot talk, when we talk about spirituality, there is no physical attachment to anything in the physicality. But it's still using a physical word. Why are we using a physical word? Because we cannot find any other words that can be make people understand. You know, they cannot find anything within the person to be clear when we're using the spiritual word. So for that reason, you got to use the physical word. Ki azach nifchan shu lemala. Whatever is more clear, whatever is more sharing, more elevated, we call it lemala. Lemala, above, but it's not above because it was no below, no above. So why we call it zach? Zach means cleanse. That's why glass in Hebrew is called zechuchit. Zechuchit, from the word zach. Zach means cleanse. It's clear, you can see through. See through. Right now we're in a time, the last 3 years, that people are looking for transparency. People don't want everything to be more transparent. You know, it's all about being more transparent. So what does that mean? Because we believe that if I know everything about you, then you are more zach, you are more elevated, more spiritual. And of course, it's not true. I mean, politics can do it smarter. I can let you hear what you want to hear, and shalom aleichem, and then you go home happy, and I get whatever I want. But here, I'm just trying to relate it to that. So whatever is zach, whatever is cleansed, is more lemala. Ve'av nifchan shu lemata. Whatever is more thick, more rough, it's below, it's more heavy, it's below. But again, Rav Ashlag is asking us not to go into a physical picture, because it's not what it's all about. כי כל הקרוב ביותר לבחינה ד' נבחן להווה יותר. Whatever is more closer to the fourth phase, which is desire to receive, is more thick. וכל הרחוק, whatever is distance from בחינה ד', whatever is distance from the fourth phase, whatever is distance from מלכות, whatever is distance from the strongest desire, it's called more זך. זך. ונמשך מעט. פירוש הלך ונתאבא מעט. So when we say נמשך מעט, it was drawing a little bit, meaning that it become more thick. והמילה נמשך סובבת על אור הקו. And what does that mean? It was draw. When it was, when we say slowly or it was draw, we're talking about the linear light, not the circular light, because the circular light is all come in one shot. Very different than the linear light who come with madrigot, it come with different levels. So what we can learn from that, what we can learn from that without related too much to our life, because Rav Ashlag is basically asked for us not to relate every study to our life, because then we make it too physical. But we still need to have a lesson. People who are lighter is people who are giving. People who are heavy, people who are receiving. And I said the thing last week, sharing is not in the how much. Sharing is more in the quality. Some parents feel guilty because they work two jobs and they cannot be with their children. But when they are with their children, how good they are for that half an hour, that's matter. And instead of being busy with your guilt, which is also thinking about yourself, and not being with the kids, it's also thinking about yourself. So it's all day long thinking about yourself. You are become ave, you become thick. But if you are, while you're there, you're there, then you are zach. Then you are no longer in malchut, you are elevated. Elevated to next level, to another level, to another level. And you start elevating yourself. And this is, my friend, what it's all about. So every time in Kabbalah that it say, nimshach me'at, it was continued slowly, meaning the linear light. Every time it say, nimshach me'at, it was drawing or continued slowly, we're talking about that the light become thicker. Because after all, if you think about it, what is a vessel? Vessel is a light that becomes thicker. That's what a vessel is. There is nothing but the light. There is anything but the light here. So what is the table? Table is the shape of the light, how it took a shape in as a vessel that's called table. But there is no different than the light. The light is everywhere. It's the only thing that exists. There's nothing else that exists. So why do we see shape of different thing? It's not that the vessel have an entity on its own. And many people do this mistake. The vessel also come from the light. The vessel is basically an expression of the light to share, an expression of the light to make that force called the light into a receiving. So that force that become a receiving now is called the vessel. It's a light. It's also the light. So the light basically going from one level to another and becoming a receiver. But it's the same DNA. It's all the same. Everything around us, it's all the same. Just something took shape based on the desire. Now, if you think about reincarnation, of course, if you want to go deeper, like what the Ari teach, you will know and understand that if you couldn't deal with the desire of human, which is the strongest desire, couldn't deal mean you couldn't say no to yourself or something, then you have to become a dog who can say no, who cannot say no to that desire, but at least the temptation is not that strong because it's just a dog. Then a person cannot pass this test, then he's going down to celery. The celery, so easy to restrict that desire. If that was difficult, then it's a stone. Now, can a person jump from a human to a stone directly? Of course. And that's how the four level, that's how the four desire to receive. Well, human is the Bchina Dalet, is the Malchut. That's the place to be. Because when you're there, you are have the chance to be tested. Now, who testing you? Is a teacher coming testing you? No. There is a force that prepare you for the next level. And to go to the next level, you have to go to some different test. You have to go to some different test for you, not for God, for you. So you can earn it. You can feel good about yourself. Wow, I was able to say no to something I said yes to. Good. I was able to say yes to something that nobody say no to. Good. Now you're ready to learn. You are in Bchina Dalet. You are in Malchut. You are in the thickness. And you learn how to maneuver. You learn how to behave there. So that's from different aspect. I shouldn't use too much physicality, but I had to make it easier to understand. עניין ההמשכה הזו, כי בכל ספירה וספירה, נמצאות 10 ספירות. This המשכה, this drawing, or this continuation, is telling us, רב אשלג, every ספירה, has within it 10 ספירות. שזה נבחן, הם בספירה של 10 ספירות דיולים, והן בספירה של 10 ספירות דיושר. You need to know, whatever we talk about the ספירות of circular ספירות, or circular vessel, or linear vessel, both of them as within them, 10 ספירות. So Keter has 10 ספירות, whatever it's Igulim, or whatever is Yosher. Both of them has 10. So let's say in Keter the Igulim, you have Keter of Keter the Igulim, Chochmah of Keter the Igulim, Bina of Keter the Igulim, if you have, it's a Keter of Yasha, Yosher, Igulim in circular, so linear vessel, and you have Keter. So you have Chochmah of Keter, Bina of Keter. Every Sphira has within it subdivision, if you wish. וכשיצאו עשר הספירות של ספירת הקטר, יצא מתחילה הקו מבחינת ג' הספירות הראשונות שלו. So when the linear of Keter came first, what happened? יצא מתחילה קו מבחינת ג' לספירות הראשונות שלו. First, the linear, when we talk about linear, the first thing that happened is the first three ספירות. First three ספירות, שנקרא הראש, the Keter, the Yosher. And what do we call that? We call it the head of Keter, of Yosher, the head of Keter the Yosher, meaning the head of Keter, the head of the crown of the linear. Ve'arato, and that light, itpashta lisfirat haketer de igulim. So now, after the tzimtzum, the light has to come from linear to affect the circular. So now, the light coming from the linear to the circular, what happened exactly? What exactly take a place? Is we see that all that, whatever used to be light that come directly to the circular, has to come now to the linear. But how exactly it work? It work by first is going through the three sfirot of Keter Chochmah Binah, of the linear, and its effect, the Keter of the circular, because the circular don't have light anymore after Tzimtzum. Akulel gam ken eser sfirot, kanal. Ve'eser sfirot elu, the Keter shel ha'igulim, mesavevot rak et gimel ha'sfirot ha'rishonot shel eser sfirot, the Keter shel kav. The entire 10 sfirot of Keter, the entire 10 sfirot of the circular of Keter, of the level of Keter, now surrounding Keter Chochmah Binah of Keter of the linear. Okay? Not so good? Think about the lollipop. You know, the candy. So you have the igulim, the circular. The entire 10 sefirot within keter of igulim, or keter of circular, surrounding only the tip of the line. I'm going to talk about it why, but we need to understand, even we don't want to make it physical, but we need to have some picture. ואחר זה, דהיינו, אחר שנתלבו עשר ספירות יותר דוגלים לגמרי, אז נתפשט עוד הקו ונמשך מעט, כלומר שעושים את זרין הספירות התחתונות שלו, להשלים את הכתר בעשר ספירות דיושר. After that took place, נמשך מעט. That light continue, but where it continue to the seven ספירות of the linear of keter, of the linear keter. Because we only took keter chokma bina of keter the linear, who gave to the ten ספירות of keter of circular, and now we stay with seven in the linear. Those seven now, the light go to them. So it's going three of keter chokma bina of line, going to the circular, and then going back to the seven that left after that. להשלים את הכתר בעשר ספירות די יושר. באופן של זין ספירות תחתונות, אלו של הכתר דקם נמשכו למטה, כלומר שלהתעבו ביותר מכל עשר ספירות די כתר של העיגולים. The seven of the yosher, the seven of the linear, become even thicker, meaning, now you know what thicker mean, more strong desire, than the entire ten sefirot of the keter de igulim. Now the question, the keter de circular, the question is, what's the wonder here? Why is it so shocking? Why is Rav Ashlag need to tell us that? Because after the light left the circular vessel, what we have is no light, only reshimot, only impression. So now the light still has to come, because the light never stopped giving. So the process of how the light works, without we picture it, without we try to do the best we can, is going first to keter of linear, cannot go now to the circle, has to go through the middleman. So when it's going through the linear, it's touching first the keter of the linear, but only the three spherot, keter chokma bina, because that have an affinity with the circular. And that give to the circular only keter of the ten spherot, and then seven spherot back to the yosher, to the linear. ועל כן, על זה סוד תחתונות אלו, אין סובות עוד שום בחינות עגולים, יותר עגולים מיליונים מהם. So the circular vessel, even after they lost the light, after the tzimtzum, they're still higher than the lower seven of the linear light, okay? כלומר, זרקים מהם, וכבר ידעתי שהעליון מחברו, פירושו זך מחברו. טעם הדבר, why is it like that? Clear to everybody, right? It's simple. So it's a memory, it's nothing to do with understanding, it's a memory, it's a language. Because if it's understanding, Kabbalah is two sides, understanding and memory. This is just language. Memory. Ta'am ha-davar. Tavin, you need to understand that, say Rav Ashlag. Sheh-sefirot de-igulim kodmot v'chashuvot harbeh ma-sefirot shebekav. Please remind yourself that the circular vessels are way more important than the linear vessel. At least in the beginning. Mishum she'en ba-igulim b'chinat masach. There is no curtain in the igulim. What is a curtain? Curtain come after the tzimtzum. Tzimtzum oker, and then what happened after? Masach. Masach preventing me from receiving. After I sign the deal and I say, I think I find a way to be a creator, and the only way to be a creator is by not receiving for myself, then I put a guard to remind me That's the guard. So somebody tried to stop eating too much. So they put a lock on the refrigerator, and they make sure to give the key to somebody else. And that person, they make them swear never to give the key again. So that guard or that key or that lock, they are the masach. Okay? So it say, the sfirin, sfirot deigulim, the circular vessel, are way more important than the linear vessel, because there is no masach. בני המסך הזה נמצא בספירות הקו, עומד באמצעה של הספירה. דיינו מבחינה האחרונה שבראש הספירה. Where is this מסך located? Ask רב אשלג. Within the linear. Where is exactly is? So you say, this מסך is exactly in the middle of the ספירה. What does that mean? דיינו מבחינה האחרונה שבראש הספירה. כלומר, מבחינה האחרונה שבגים לספירות הראשונות, זה ספירות שנמצאות, בכל ספירה וספירה ודי יושב. So the מסך is exactly below the גימל ספירות, the first three ספירות. So you have קטור חכמה בינה, מסך, seven ספירות. So that's why the מסך cannot relate to the circular vessel. And that's why it's going first to the קטור חכמה בינה of linear. עיגולים 10, 7 to them. כנ"ל, שנקראות גם כן הראש באותה ספירה. We call it ראש, ראש being the head. So the head of every ספירה is קטור חכמה בינה of that ספירה. באופן שמה שאמרנו שהמסך נכלל לספירת הקו, הרי זה בזין ספירות בתחתונות, וכל ספירה נמצאות למטה מהמסך. מה שאין כן בגימל הראשונות של הספירה. So הבעיה של הגיסטיצ'גס, קטור חכמה בינה of the linear don't have מסכים. The only thing that has מסכים is the seven tachtonot, the seven. Now you know why there is seven notes in music, seven days of the week, seven of these, seven, everything is seven. Because we are here to correct the seven. What are we doing here as human beings? Correcting the seven, what are we doing here? There's nothing else to do. Correct the seven. Come on, correct the seven. You know? So we're here to correct the seven. Why? Because that's where the work is. Nobody asks you to be Keter Chokhmah Binah. That's why it's here. After 6,000 years, right? We are now in the 6,000 years since the creation of Adam. So we are in the end of the 6,000 years. What coming after 6,000 years? The seven. What is in the seven? Shabbat. What is Shabbat? Shabbat, it's the seven. The seven is the Malchut, it's over. That's why we don't want to wait till those years go by, because some people feel they have time. One thing people don't feel pressure on, time. Don't feel pressure. Doesn't matter what you tell a person, I have time. Till one day before they die. They want another day. And when you ask them, why do you want another day? Your teeth fall. You feel terrible. You're 92 years old. Well, why do you need another day? I don't know. I just get used to it. Get used to what? What exactly are you looking for? You know? Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. How much King Solomon did with his life? You ever read all his books? You should read all his books in English, and I highly recommend it. He died when he was 52. The story of his life, 52 years old. Did everything, everything. A Rabbi Isaac Luria, 38. We talk about people that did like a lot of things. So, yes, they give you long life if you not accomplish a lot. It doesn't have to be, not everybody born to be a righteous. You have to do something with life, you know. שנקרא ראש, אין בהן עוד מבחינת מסך, שהרי נמצאות למעלה מהמסך. So those three ספירות of יושר, those three ספירות of linear, don't have מסכים. מסכים is only below. על כן גימל הראשונות אלה דומות לגמרי לכל עשר ספירות העיגולים. For that reason, קטר חוכמה בינה of the linear, it's very similar to the Sefirot of the Igulim. For that reason, through them, they can give to the circular. Even that the circular were after the Tzimtzum. Even the circular after the Tzimtzum, they're empty. But somehow we need to fill them with light. How do you fill them with light? Through the Yosher, through the linear. Ki elu ve'elu en bayim on the b'chinat masach. Both of them are similar and there is affinity because both of them don't have masach. Don't have curtain. ועל כן הן עומדות מבחינת אחת. That's why they're similar. ונבחן שעשר ספירות לכל ספירה של העיגולים, מסובבות את גימל הראשונות של כל ספירה של הקו. So now, so the 10 ספירות of keter of circular, surrounding the keter חוכמה בינה of the linear. Of חוכמה, the same, okay? אמנם זין הספירות התחתונות של כל ספירה של הקו, נמצאות כבר למטה מהמסך, המסך כבר נכלל בהם, הן גורות הרבה מבחינת העיגולים כנודע. So, the lower seven are much worse than the circular. Much worse, because they have masach. When I say worse, it's not in a bad way worse. It means they're thicker, they have more desire. Whatever has masach in it, whatever has keratin in it, has more desire. You don't have masach to a place there is no desire. So, what does a normal person think? A normal person think, I want, I get it, I'm happy. Here, the teaching is different. I want, I was able to say no to it, I'm happy. So why do you want me to want? To disappoint me? Why do you want me to want? But if you look at the entire life of people, most of the time people don't get what they want. They don't. Even the one who get what they want, or at least they look like they get what they want, still not happy. Not happy. All is to appreciate. Appreciate is masach. You're not asking for more. You are study or learn how to look at what you have and say, wow, 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 wow. You know? It's actually what you do. You say, wow, 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 all day long. That's what you do. But you don't get more. You actually resurrect what you already have. But we don't. We're not functioning like this. Because more in our society mean happiness, more vacation, more good food, more space to the house, more cars, more money, more health, more. The more, somehow in our society, the more is becoming a concept of success and happiness. The more. You know, and here, it doesn't even talk about the result. It's talking about you desire more, and the happiness come from, I want more, that's one step. Can I say no to the more? And that's very difficult. Super difficult. Not super difficult. Because society don't train you like that. Society actually do exactly the opposite. You know, you get more result in school, you get... It's more. It's all about more. Nobody will teach you to say, I want more money and my ability to say no to what I want is what created me. Nobody functions like that. You know, it's a very interesting thing. And why should I? Why should I? I want more. I get it now, I'm happy. I mean, can you imagine that you come home hungry and you didn't eat well today? It's right now 8 p.m. And you say, I want to eat a lot of food. Where's the masach? Let's say your curtain is to make the food. So you start chopping the onion, you make it. So maybe it's a bit difficult to do it, okay? And you do it. And after you do it, come a person and say, wow, this smells really good. But you didn't make for two. Make for one. And you're on a diet, so you make very small amount. And you don't have extra food in the refrigerator. You thought the masach was actually, the curtain was pushing back by me working hard to make it. I earn it. And then you realize that you have a new masach, a new curtain. Somebody want to take your creation from you. So when somebody want to take your creation from you, what end up happening? Thank you. What ended up happening? You have to say yes or no. And that's where people get very confused.
we don't want to give what we like. We don't. So why we see in the Bible that people get always more? Always. They get always more and more and more. Why is that? Why is that that people, because that's their test. When you pass this test, the next test is to get so much and to be able to understand that that's the test. And to start to ask, why me? Try to imagine that tonight somebody put in your account $42 billion. It's a lot of money. What are we going to do with this? I admit I'm not clever to know, but I will hire, let's say, a CEO, and I will tell him my dream for the world, how it needs to be, and start working on something and make it different. The basar of the money that comes to you is to come from a place of, if the masach happens on its own, meaning you have pain or suffering, chas v'shalom, it's one thing. But when a masach don't happen on its own, so you have to kind of play with it a little bit. It's not an easy thing. Not an easy thing. Anyway. We move the tea to the right side so I can drink it, actually. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Cholam Shehakol Nevado. Thank you. So, על כן נבחנות שנמצאות למטה מכל עשר ספירות העיגולים, ואין שום בחינה של עיגולים יכולה להימצא במקום זין ספירות אלו, להיות העיגולים חשובים ומעולים מעין כמבואר. So we know that the igulim, the circular vessel, cannot be below the seven spheres. Because you need to know in spirituality, whatever is above and more important is the force that gives. The one who gives is always above. The one who receives is always below. Very simple law. You know, I hope one day it will be applied in this universe. You know, people rate the giving level of people. You know, and people will walk with, how did you give today? You know, and everybody will fight to give more. And it will be on the other side, computer that say give with agenda, but still giving, and give with no agenda. And then above their head will say not giving at all. So what happened when you go to the bar? You're not going to sit next to the receiver because you know he's going to get you broke from money, from life, from everything. You're going to look for a giver, right? Now, once you look for a giver, you drop one bar down because you become the receiver. You getting it? So once you meet a giver, how do you approach that? Only if you go to the giver, say, how can I help you? I want it. But how can I help you so I can get the bar? Or how can, that's you're getting the agenda computer there. I'm just giving you a picture. So we need to understand always the giver is the above. Always. Even in society, but they don't see it yet. The one who give is the one above. Now, what if you gave last lifetime? That's this lifetime, you're going to be in a very good position. You're going to be rich, you're going to be famous, you're going to be that. So when you see rich and famous for no reason, they did well last lifetime. Somebody don't just become rich and famous. I see a lot of people who become spiritual judge they're rich and famous. Don't ever judge them. They've been in that position for a reason. God will not make somebody famous. There is rules in this universe. You're not just, I'm famous. No. If somebody's famous in 817 making $25 million, it's not. No. Even in sport, there is players who are in the same level. One of them make it, one of them don't.
why he chose this team or not. Tikkun, it's the Gilgulim, all reincarnation. Somebody look beautiful. Father is ugly, mother is ugly, the daughter come perfect. How can that be? How can that be? Tikkun. The Tikkuni Zohar write about it in Tikkun 70. He talk about why people born like that. Last lifetime they did well. They did really well. You know, somebody born with the crooked lips or the nose going dead. Or the, why is that like that? Well, it depends what they did last lifetime. Everything is, how did you deal with your desire to receive? How did you deal with your selfishness? Are you capable to push your selfishness away? You got a good face. You push your selfishness away, you got a good body. Push it away, you got fame. Yeah? You got money. So there's nothing as mistake. So we should not be jealous, because there is no mistake in this universe for why things are happening. We just have to be preparing for next lifetime to do better this life, to do a little bit better, you know? So when we have a desire to receive, nice. Prevent. And then, how can I give? Look around you. How can I give? How can I help? Not, how can I receive? Sometimes people go into movie theater and they need to go to the middle of the movie theater, and they came when the preview start, and they have to go to the middle. So there is people who don't want even to move. You know those people, I don't want to move because you're late. Popcorn and Coca-Cola and I'm not moving. Why? But why? Why you do that? You let the people, they also come for the movie, so they're late, they're going to punish them. So let them go in a mercy way. It's good for you. It's good for them. It's good for everybody. A chance that the same person for the person who came late. How do you treat the person who doesn't let you? Also, use your masach, use your curtain. Okay, how can I receive less in this situation? Maybe I should not even go to that, not to bother them watching the movie. Everybody have to think like that. Everybody have to think like this. Otherwise, our nature is right now bleeding. Our nature, fire, flood or whatever it is. Nature is trying to talk to us and say, please use, restrain yourself. Maybe that's the word, restrain yourself a little bit, not to go overly with your selfishness. Because if you're not restraining yourself and you're only looking about your comfort zone, it's a problem. How many of us go volunteers tonight in an emergency room? Not a lot. It's raining out there, right? Busy, but we have to go out of the way. We are very good to go cut a steak in a restaurant, but we are not very good to see who need to cut a steak by waiting in a waiting room, in an emergency room. We don't think like that. The brain don't let us think like that. We don't. It's very important to start activate the masach, the curtain. Now, once you have the curtain, the funny part that's going to happen, a lot of great things will happen to you. But what are you going to do with the curtain? Now you receive it, don't receive that. That's the part. So you push it away. How can I share that? But it's keep coming. That's how you know you're doing it right. It's keep coming. The flow of money, the flow of health, the flow of everything just keep coming to you. So, well, I'm doing something right. Because I know people that cannot find love. And they're pushing it. Really pushing it. And when they're pushing it, it's not working. A wonderful guy, was quite rich, good looking. He can buy himself love. He pay for the love. So many people will love that person. But that will be like what people call true love. No, because true love can come when you are somebody love you, not when you make somebody love you. How do you make somebody love you? By giving them what they want, and then they love you for what you're giving them. Do you understand? So, somebody love you can only happen when you are having a masach, when you are pushing, nothing for me, and then they love you. It's almost like money. So, love coming in, or money coming in, or good fortune and good health coming in, or happiness coming, a lot of good things. If you're happy, how do you share your happiness? If you have money, how do you share your money? So, all those things has to be shared. And if they're not being shared, you're stuck. in the lower seven linear spherot. And if you're stuck there, you have to create a masach. You have to create a curtain. If you don't create a curtain, and then you go even below that, it's go to the klipot. Do the best you can, you know, but do something. Do the best you can. Every here and there, look for opportunity. You go in a gas station. You see somebody in front of you, cannot find his credit card. Say, can I pay for that? Now the ego gonna come in. So then the masach broke. It's okay. It's the beginning. And next up, so it's all day long. It's not just with the gas station. It's all day long. Even if you're coming here, you see the chairs are not been set for the class. Set them up. Be happy when you see it's not good. When you come here and it's good, it's like, I missed the opportunity to share. A lot of people are coming here and see the room is ready. Okay, wonderful. We have the peanuts or whatever we have there. I'm happy. You should come here and say, oh, it's they forget to put something on the table. How can I help? How can I do? How can I share? You're not doing it for them. You don't do it for the people who come. You do it for you. Because when you share, you build that masach regularly. So then that masach can reflect light to everybody. And more opportunity will come. Don't you want to be excited about your life? Because once you start sharing, the opportunities start coming. People start giving you more. So how you deal with that, huh? Here is $42 billion. What are you going to do now? Thinking. I said, maybe that's the finale. Maybe that's after all different lifetime, this is the finale, and just take it and run? Or should I push it away and say, what, I'm going to get hire 20 CEO, change the world, make it a better place to be? But what about me? Ah, that's a masach. That's why you are above the seventh sphere of linear. That's why you are in the circular. That's why you are in the keter chokhmah binah of the linear. Because you are already rosh. Rosh means head. You are doing things with your head. And it's all day long, all day long. You share, somebody saw you. Ego, okay, not so bad, not so bad. All right, you are busy all day long, and you know your children are not feeling well, and they want to eat a certain food. So you go and you make it. Tick, on the spot, no time to wait. But if you say, but I deserve to rest 1 hour, you're not going to have the chance to do the sharing. So if you cannot do sharing, it's because you're no longer in that category of that league. It's a league you have to be belonged to. And to be belonged to that league, you have to share. You have to share. You have to share. And nothing should surprise you with sharing. You have to be ready to go all the time. Ready to go like no tomorrow. Ready to go. And every opportunity of sharing you missed, you should be understanding the next time it is. Don't be too sad, because then you think about yourself again. And don't let people see that you are sad, because then they think, oh my God, he or she is so righteous. They look at their face, they make a face expression of missing it. They must be so spiritual. Then you lost it again. It's inside, broken heart, but for 1.5 minutes, and then, okay, how can I share? Because once you feel broken about yourself, you will not share again. Well, on the spot. You know, yesterday was a little embarrassed, but happy in the same time. So I gave a lecture in another place. And I guess I didn't dress nice to the category of those fancy people. And I thought I dressed nice. It was casual. They asked me to come casual. And they're extremely, you know, wealthy. They did, last lifetime, they did very well. So it's funny, secretary took me aside, never happened to me before, it's an embarrassing moment. It came me aside, say, the owner of that palace or whatever you call it, it's not a house, definitely. And he would like to know if he can invite you to buy shoes, clothes, and all this and that. And I look, excuse me. I said, I'm good. I said, no, it will be his pleasure. I said, no, I'm good. I didn't come with a suit, I came with the jeans, because everybody asked me to come in the jeans for that event. I said, no, he's not judging you, he just have to share. So what do you mean he has to share? I was fascinated. He said, he has to share. When he learned something from someone, and he told me he learned 2 things from you, which is a very big deal, so he has to share. I said, I cannot do it. He said, he's really pushing you to go tonight with him and choose the. I said, I can't, I just can't. So he will be very sad. Please help him to share. So, okay, I have to go home. Debbie had a fever, all kind of. So I said, okay, I can't this. So he said, can I buy you a perfume? I said, okay, thank you for the perfume. Thank you. But next time I come, say, you have to come. I thought they were joking today. They texted me and said, when can we schedule time for you to measure your arm and the shirt? So I'm thinking about, like, there is people like this in the world. Wow. I was like, wow. In the beginning, I thought they're judging me. I was defensive. But then I thought, wow, there is human beings still in the world. Like, they can't help it. They have to share. This is the most beautiful thing. It touched me so much that automatically I want to share. Say, so, wow, how can I give more to them? Maybe I didn't give enough. And it's all, it should, that's the engine of the universe, how it needs to be. But so why we are not like that yet? Because we have fear. We have fear. You're going to give you bread. Going back to my first example. What about you? We don't believe really that God will supply back everything. We don't truly believe in that. I mean, we believe in the words, but you believe really if you share, you're going to be okay. How to believe. It's like, you know, if you ever go to, I don't wish to anybody, hospital, you see different type of people. You see the type that been taken care of by the nurses and the doctor. And you see a person who's thinking, how's the nurse doing? Nobody think about that. How's the doctor doing? How's the cleaning lady who cleaned my toilet in my room doing? How's the person who supplied the food, the jelly thing that move all the time? That we don't like the food. But anybody look at the face of the person who supplied the food. Because in that point, you're in the finale again. Finale situation. You're in the bed. Some people have surgery. Some people have problems. Some people give birth. Can't move a lot. You're upset. You're angry. You're hungry. You don't like the food of the hospital. You don't like sleeping there. You don't like nothing about it. So you want to get out. But what about the people who work there? Are you aware of them? Are you talking to them? This is their life. This is where they spend most of their life. Last 7 years, that's where they are. That's where you build your masach. That's where you build a curtain. Curtain. Not about me. Not about me. What's around me? That's why people who don't have masach in them, you know, it's not only they're not beautiful inside, something on their being on the outside get affected too. Because their eyes are always looking, what can I get? And when they get friendly with someone, they also think, what can I get? It's all day long, what can I get? And some people just enjoy your company. They just enjoy being with you. Why they enjoy being with you? Because they challenge themselves, how can I share more? It's got to be more to share. And they love the next opportunity. And they almost like hate the idea of receiving. No, I want to be the one who gives. I'm sure that everybody here and everybody on at home, if you would have the 42 billion, you would be the most sharing people. There's no doubts about it. Everybody who studied this wisdom, no, sharing is not to help, it's for me, opportunity. And thank you, God, for using me for that. And I tell you, every CEO that I ever coach or teach, when I ask them, what's the purpose of their life? They always tell to make a difference in wherever I am. And they always said that they don't make a difference. And the reason they said, because there is a little bit of ego involved in it, which is receiving. When they are changing that in their mind into, I want to make an influence on the world, to make it a better place to be for the world, and I hope they're going to choose me. That's different. Because then you know there is divine, and the divine can choose you. Anyway. והנה נתבהר את אף שיש מקום פנוי בין כל ספירה וספירה דיגולים. Now come a funny imaginary drawing, which Rav Ashlag doesn't like. If this is the three spherot of kav, of linear, who giving to the 10 spherot of igulim,
and then it's giving to the seven. Then we have a space between each sphira of igulim, because each sphira of circular cannot touch the seven sphirot of linear. If you have 10 system, then between the system of Keter to Chochmah, what's the distance? Seven. The seven that cannot touch. You understand? Even he doesn't like picture of Ashlag, I had to bring it to you a little bit in a picture. So we get a little bit the idea. כמידת זין ספירות, שכל הספירות היושר נמצאות שם. כי כל עשר ספירות דיגולים, שכל ספירה דקטר, בסופות רק על גימל ספירות ראשונות דקטר של הקו. Because the 10 ספירות of קטר, let's say if we say קטר, surrounding only קטר חוכמה בינה of the linear. But then you have line, and then you have חוכמה, and all 10 ספירות of חוכמה, of circular, surrounding קטר חוכמה בינה of חוכמה of the linear, and then you have seven. So you have like 10 around this line, then 10 around this line. אמנם זין הספירות התחלונות דקטר הקו, נשלחות למטה מכל 10 ספירות דקטר רגולים, אחרי שתלמו, נסתיימו זין ספירות דקטר הללו של הקו, מתחילות לצאת גיבל ספירות ראשונות של ספירת החוכמה, של הקו שעליהן מסובבות כל 10 ספירות לספירת חוכמה דעיגולים. הרי שבין בחינה האחרונה, קטר עיגולים, עד בחינה הראשונה של חומת העיגולים, יש מקום פנוי ביניהם שבמקום הזה נמצאות זין הספירות התחתונות מהכתר של הקו. So now, where is the beginning of the כתר of חוכמה? In the end of מלכות of כתר of the linear. So מלכות, which is the last ספירה of the linear, so מלכות of linear of כתר, it's the end of Keter, and now you start Keter of Chochmah, only Keter Chochmah Binah, around it, the 10 Sefirot of circular of Chochmah, and then you have 7. And then you go till Malchut of Chochmah, and then you have Keter Chochmah of Binah of the line, surrounded by the 10 Sefirot of Binah circular, and 7. It's a system. I'm sorry if it's complicated, but it's a language. It's just a language. I hope you can... I can draw it. I usually draw it, but I don't have the board today, so I don't want to bring it. I want you to play with it. I'm sure we're going to go through it next week again, because it's something that you study 3 times. You need to study 3 hours until it stays. I studied myself many, many hours before I understood it. It took me time to know why like that. So I'm very glad I'm here in this section, because I was waiting. I always tell myself when I'm arriving to this section, wow, we're doing well. That's how I know I'm doing well. It's a sign for me. So I'm very happy I'm here, because it's important to understand. It's a two system of receiving. Oh my God, it's already, I didn't even know the time. I felt I just started the lecture. I'm telling you. Aye, aye, aye. יש מקום פנוי ביניהם שמקום הזה נמצאות זין הספירות התחתונות מהכתר של הקו, שאין בחינות עיגולים סובבות עליהן, ועל דבר זה בין חוכמה לבינה וכל הספירות. וצריכים להיזהר כאן מאוד, please be careful very much, סרב אשלג, שלא להתבלבל, not to get confused בתיאורים הדמיוניים. Don't use your imagination too much, which I did unfortunately, forgive me for that, but I had to give you something. So do not draw or do not imagine anything. של שטח ומקום, no space, no room, יושר, עיגול, don't imagine line, don't imagine circle. So no lollipop. But you understand, like, I had to imagine it and now erase it. It's a very difficult without something. הנופלים לרעיון מתוך מרוצת הלשון. It's a, the reason you imagine it is because our tongue speak like that and we get confused. ותזכור בכל ההמשך הזה, please remember that. שערה ישרה פירושה שהאור בא בכלים. When I say linear light, I mean that the light come with a vessel. שיש בהם מסך על בחינה ד'. That has within them a curtain, מסך, on the fourth face within them. והערה מתעגלת, when we talk about circular light, פירושה שהאור בא בכלים שאין בהם מסך. It means that those type of vessel don't have curtain, because they come directly as it used to be as the divine create the world, as the Borei Olam, as the creator create the world.
אמנם תזכור שאף על פי שאין בכלים די עיגולים שום מסך לבחינה ד', even the עיגולים don't have any מסך, any curtain, אם כל זה אין בחינה ד' משם, יכול לקבל שום מערה אחר הצמצום א'. Still, the fourth face, or מלכות, if you wish, of the עיגולים, of the circular vessel, can never get light in the עיגולים. Because the fourth face of the circular is the one who say, I don't want light. So the cause of all that creation comes from there. For that reason, that's the only area that cannot receive light. מטעם שאת כל האור נמצא בעיגולים, מוכרחים לקבל מערת הקו. For that reason, everything is coming from the line now. Because they say no to the light as all, as everything, now it's coming with a dropper. ואור הקו אינו מאיר בבחינת דלת כל עיקר. But remember, that linear light cannot shine into the fourth phase of the circular. באופן שחיסרון האור בבחינת דלת של העיגולים אינו מחמת הכלים, שאין בהם שום מסך. So the reason there is no light in the fourth phase of the עיגולים is not because of the vessel, because there is no curtain. אלא מחמת צמצום א', it's only because of the first צמצום. First צמצום mean when the vessel say, I don't want to receive. אשור אליהם, וכיוון שהצמצום האחד, האלף, אינו נבחן לחיסרון, but we don't look at צמצום as a bad thing, as a negative thing, we look at the צמצום as the צמצום, the contraction, the restriction, if you wish, as something to create something new. The first thought of the צמצום was to become like the creator. The result was not exactly, I mean, that's what we, look at us, TM, talking about that. We cannot even imagine what's going on. כיוון שהצמצום האחד אינו נבחר לדלת מבחינות בכלים ניגולים שעבוד במענתם. Because the original, if you remember, the circular vessels, the four levels are equal. Even they have different desires, they are equal. We only know when they are not equal, when the light was withdrawn from them, left them. בלי הפרש הכלל של קטן וגדול, וכל החושך של בחינת דלת הוא מחמת האור המקובל מהקו שאינו מהיר שם קבוע. So the only reason that there is darkness in Malchut de Igulim, in the fourth phase of the circular, is because the line cannot give light to the fourth phase within the circular. Because that's the part that cannot relate to the line, they cannot talk to each other. And for that reason, there is dark there, that reason. But cannot think it's because something is wrong with that place. It's a decision that was made. What can I tell you? The time fly. God bless you. Thank you for coming in the rain. And thank you for the people who didn't come in the rain, but at least wearing your pajama watching me. So that's good. God bless everybody. And don't forget, Sunday, we're lighting the first candle of Hanukkah. You can join us. Next Monday is a very powerful lecture. Do not miss it. I'm going to teach you all kind of secret. And not this Sunday, next Sunday, the Sunday after that, not this Sunday, we're going to do, whoever want to volunteer and help, we're going to go to Calabasas to help the people what they went through, you know, with the fire, and, you know, so we're going to do it in a country club in Calabasas to go there and be there for the people, okay, meditation, lecture, and everything like that. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.